Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why should I jump in? Why should you jump in, Dave? It's not our fault. Hey, I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, you know why? I'm getting a phone call. Well, the same number's called me over and over again, by the way. If the same number you don't recognize calls you over and over and over again, I mean, to quote a friend of mine who's talking right now, this could be my big break. Do you answer it, Dave Harrigan? You don't recognize the number. You know the main family members are safe. And this is like the fourth time this number's called me today. Do you answer it?
No, absolutely not. If it was that important and they knew me, they would leave a message or send a text.
That's correct. You are 100% correct. You know when we should be having this conversation? Off air.
Yeah, maybe wait till Monday.
Talk and text more than people know. Quoting another friend of mine. Who should we blame for the fact we are working today? Who should we, the Twins are on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I give you an update on the Hendel's controversy, the ice cream place out here? Because this will kind of document when I say it's on the schedule from the controversy of the ice cream place. It's on the record. So we go to this ice cream place in case you missed it. And Q Kathleen and I, and Kathleen and I each get a cone, although my cone comes out in a bowl.
See?
Like, you know, questioning my licking dexterity, like you're afraid of your licking dexterity. I can assure you, my licking dexterity is tremendous. And then Quentin doesn't like ice cream. He just doesn't. So we always order a chocolate malt. I heard Kathleen say it not once, but twice. The lady confirms it. Then she comes back with chocolate in a bowl. And in a fairly, we thought, benign way, said, no, we ordered a chocolate malt. She holds up the paper, the scribblings that she's offered up. Listen, I'm looking at my notes today. They're scribblings. And she goes, this is the record.
It's okay. So good. That's such a great line.
This is the record.
How do you argue with that from the ice cream gal?
This is the record. So then.
Reading back the minutes. Goes, hang on.
Exactly. Parliament, read it back for me, please. And so then she's like, I forget the lady's name. Let's go Dolores. We don't have enough Doloreses out there. Dolores! And so she comes over and says, how can I help you? And then I explain. And we're going to move on with the rest of our lives. We're going to be fine.
Sure you are.
And then I can hear her in the back, the person who screwed up, just pointing at us and complaining. And I finally now I'm going to jump in. Are you still complaining, I said. And she goes, yes. And then she's pointing again. And then I went, do you understand customer service? And apparently a lot of customers Kathleen saw were like nodding in approval. They kind of liked it. Well, we have since tepidly headed back to said ice cream place thinking, oh, God, we might get poisoned. Probably about five times. Guess who hasn't been there once?
Dolores?
The you know what, that it starts with a B. Who, this is the record. How should I feel if that was it? What if that was it? What if that was the end of her? How should I feel?
You shouldn't feel good about it. I would say, you know, Disney World, they call themselves the happiest place on earth. But is there any other place truly happier than an ice cream shop?
No.
Nobody's upset at the ice cream shop.
Well,
everyone
yes,
loves
they
the
are.
Ice cream shop.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, when you show up.
I was off to the side. It was Kathleen and Q.
Yeah, but you stuck your nose right in the middle of it.
Oh, is that a shot at my big nose?
Might be.
Okay, is that a shot at my big nose?
It might be.
It's not small. I got to be. I'd like to take a little bit of the nose and add it to my chin because my chin could be a bit more pronounced. Can I do that? Listen, I'm in like the... I might be in the plastic surgery hotbed right here. Should I just go in there like Saturday? Find a plastic surgeon place. Give me the works.
Whatever you think needs done, do it.
Yes. Whatever, you know, tighten the nose up a little bit, the tummy maybe just a little, do a couple things. Let's go the works. I'm not taking any glee if she's fired. In fact, I hope she's not. But if she's sanctioned, yeah. If she's sanctioned, I don't remember this episode. Carter texting both of us. James Spader was not happy working the ice cream shop in Seinfeld. Why am I blanking on that?
It's a very vague memory to me, but I don't nothing beyond that.
Huh? Okay, so if it would have been you defending the girls and she's holding up this scribble and saying, this is the record, you know, like you said, it's the Constitution or something, you know, and then she's complaining about you and everything. If you go back, and it's great. I mean, the ice cream is so good. By the way, ice cream places that are great in town. 651-461-9226. Ice cream places that are great in town. You know what a lot of ice cream places do? The single scoop. It's enormous. Don't you think most places with the single scoop, it's like, wow, is this a lot?
Oh.
Like, what does the double look like?
We, one of our hot spots is Nelson's. There's in Stillwater and then in St. Paul. And you order the kid size, and you can share that with another adult. I mean, you don't even get to the single scoop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
delightful.
What is going on, right? I mean, it's, for me, Honey Mackey's. I'm a big Honey Mackey's guy out in Plymouth. That's my place. That's where we go a lot. Obviously, Sebastian Joe's is great. But, I mean, do people get the triple? I mean, do they have a triple?
If they've got an army with them.
Yeah, exactly. So you go back now. You go back five times and she's not there. How you feeling?
I'm not feeling great about it. How estimate the age of Dolores?
Early 20s.
Okay. So we're talking college kid probably?
Could be.
College age, be. Roughly.
I'll tell you what, she's
past.
Not a greeter. I mean, she's not a, come on in, how was your day, you know?
Doesn't major in customer service.
No.
I wouldn't feel
good.
Do
you understand customer service? I said that I was leaning in the window, by the way.
You're
you can see it 1,000%. I know you can.
Yes, I 100%, 1,000% can. I don't think you should feel so good about it. You may have cost a young woman her livelihood.
She was... She was the B word to us. Totally. She comes back. Okay.
Yeah.
And after she's heard us minimum twice, Kathleen thinks it might have been a third time. okay, where we said chocolate malt, and she comes back, and then she holds up the note. This is the record. What do you, Dave Hager, you not exactly a shrinking violet, by the way. Let's not make me out to, like, you're willing to say some things also. What would you have said?
I would have asked her name. I would have not just assumed her name was Dolores.
I didn't. I'm just making that up now.
Sure. I would have asked her name and said,
hey. I think I made up that the other person's name was Dolores. I'm trying to think. What's a name for somebody who you think is a B guy? What name comes to mind?
All Doloreses are Bs? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Really helping yourself.
I'm saying, okay, let's be clear. I'm saying Dolores is the supervisor who came over to help, okay? College, early 20s woman who's just a jerk. What name comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Chad, what happens when you make your appointment with a plastic surgeon and find out that Dolores has a new job as the assistant?
Sharpening the knives on the side.
Oh, my God. Dolores and her note may have quit or been fired. You should feel good about it. This texter saying I should feel good about it. I potentially help customer service at this place.
Potentially. Or perhaps this young woman is the typically best employee they have there, and her dog died that morning, and she was having a rough day. And you just decided to make it even worse because you couldn't get your order right.
I told her, hey, come at me with the note. This is the record.
Yeah. You know, maybe she was really struggling that day and, had horrible news. Perhaps not even that morning. Maybe it was just 10 minutes before you walked in the door. She just received some awful news from, like I said, her dog died away. Something terrible in her personal life. And you just wouldn't let it go. You wouldn't just say, you know what?
No, I'm going to give you a little grace right now.
I realize you're struggling. You know what? I'll pay for this chocolate ice cream, but could we also then add a chocolate malt on?
Okay.
That's what I would have done.
Okay, Mother Teresa. I mean, seriously, one of the most fraudulent lines ever in the history of WCCO radio. Get out of here with that nonsense. Okay, I was done. I was done with after this is the record. I more was amused by that. But then when she's in the back pointing at us and complaining, and it's clear and I can hear it, what should I have done then?
Stop eavesdropping.
Okay. Seriously. Oh, geez, my mother-in-law's name is Dolores, and she's a total jerk. I mean, Dolores is taking side action here when it really wasn't here. More text. Chad, you're a hero. Hopefully she did get fired. Hopefully she learns an important lesson. Some, you know what, are slow learners, also known as Karens. How does the Karen community feel about this whole Karen stuff?
I bet they don't feel good. I know a Karen. She's a delightful person.
Yes, I have many Karens in my life that are delightful. Her name should be Agnes. Brittany. Man, Brittany seems strong, right? I mean, early 20s, just a jerk. Agnes. What's your guess? How many Agneses, how many babies in Minnesota this year, Dave Harrigan, born were named Agnes?
I would bet more this year than 10 years ago. I bet it's one of those names that's making a comeback.
Is there some big Agnes I'm not aware of?
No, but I think it's become hip and fashionable now to take old family names from, grandparents, great-grandparents, and give them to the new babies.
Brittany? Are you with me? Brittany's a very, very strong word. Somebody says the B word is defined by a woman named Phyllis. I think of Phyllis as an older person. I'm profiling the Phyllis community.
Yeah, I think of Phyllis as a very nice grandma type.
Yeah. I see Phillips, someone born named Phyllis, who's already 74.
That could be. Yeah.
Right? All of a sudden, you've got a baby girl. Her name's Phyllis. It's like a Benjamin Button sort of situation.
Yeah, within a day after being born, they've already got the reading glasses with the gold chain around the neck.
Yeah, I see it. Chad, learn when it's time to speak and time to be quiet. When they're complaining yes. about you and pointing their finger right at you? No. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. 651-461-9226. Okay, we got a few topics here. Let's not lose out on the fact we should not be working today. Little bit of rain. The precious little players can't play in the rain. I mean, my tea time's later in the day. I mean, why not? Who should we blame for the fact we are working today? The players can't step in a puddle? Big Mother Nature? Who should we blame? Where is your go-to ice cream place? And does anybody order a double at an ice cream place? I mean, would be the size of Carter's head if you ordered a double. And I don't know how you do that. Do we have Mr. Gladden? Is he set at 12:35?
I am under the impression he is.
That's an interesting response.
You know what? You can never be 100% with Mr. Gladden.
Under the impression? Okay. Vin Weber is with us, 1:35. Your ex-girlfriend, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, more shenanigans today. Yep. Motion to vacate, but we're not going to vote on it. We're not going to vote on it, but she's telling Mike Johnson, you're in trouble. Shaletta, am I wrong? And people are asking about Major. Major's on vacation and still joined us for 90 minutes on Tuesday. And he was great. I thought about reaching out to him today. Then I thought, he's on vacation. He's having fun. He's not out here much. And he gave us 90 minutes the other day. Let's pause. I'm already about 8 minutes late for the break. Spectacular clock management by me. How about this? No commercials today. There's no Twins game. Do we have any commercials?
We got a few.
All right. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, man. Is this because, did I see he's 93?
Yes, 93 years old, Bill Shatner.
He looks great.
He does.
Right?
He does.
For 93?
Yes.
Looks fantastic. Quickly, people who look great at an older age. Who you got? 651-461-9226. And also, if you're a either gender, most of the time, are you in the look great for your age category if you're dyeing your hair? How often do we say, fill in the blank, looks great, and they have gray hair, versus he or she, they look great, and they've got still the jet black hair, the brown hair, whatever it might be. Now, Shatner's has gray, okay? But who do you have in that cut? I'll give you a couple right here. Louis. Yeah, Louis looks fantastic, okay? And Dolly Parton. Somebody says, I look great for being only 33. We might get into the life expectancy conversation today. Man, oh, man, that jars me. On the spelling and the name for the B-you-know-what at the ice cream place out here, who apparently now is gone, Ashley. Chad, I know that young woman. Just, you know, you got her fired because of that. She lost her house. Boyfriend left. She had to drop out of college, currently working as a strip joint, addicted to pain pills, and is an alcoholic. Way to go. Wow. Oh, that seems a bit much. Ice cream places. Selma's in Afton. I love Selma's in Afton. Mm. That's not too far from you.
No, I've been there.
Have you headed over to Selma's?
A few times. Yes, it's great.
Isn't it great? Man, I love it. I mentioned because close to me, and they're great. Honey and Mackey's. Two scoops ice cream in Anoka. Licks Unlimited in Excelsior. Is that the name, or did I just fall for the joke there that somebody wanted me to read it? You know? What the heck? Cup and Cone in White Bear Lake. Two scoops in Anoka. Love Creamer in Duluth. We consumed that a couple years ago. That's really good. Milk Jam Creamery, Sebastian Joe's, 50s Grill. I kind of think of 50s. When I hear 50s Grill, don't I think of a malt?
Yeah, I think malt shop. You get the tin with the glass.
Rita Moreno looks incredible at 92. Where do you stand on the gray hair idea I brought up on looking good for your age?
I think just societally wise, it's much easier for men to be the silver fox, right?
100%.
Yes. You let that salt and pepper.
It's fraudulence, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely. I mean, listening to Jordana today, I think her household's right out of the 50s. I mean, no man ever does anything around the house, and she has to do everything. Hello? I mean, that was about 70 years ago. The fraudulence of, if a woman wants to have gray hair and how society accepts that, it's insulting, right?
It is, yet we'll also look at a woman with gray hair and say, oh, you look old, you look hideous.
Is that the voice you do too when you see somebody?
I do. No, it's a complete double standard of, you know, a woman needs to, you know, look perfect every time, has to look beautiful, but Why would you mess with your gray hair? Why would you do plastic surgery? That's horrible.
It is. It's. There are double standards where we're better, including women working and responsibilities around the house. That's a Jordana's place, apparently. Let's go. Come on. Men should not dye their hair from a texture. I'm never dyeing my hair. It's not a thought process. My hair definitely has grayed up more the last, pretty much since I started working with you, to be honest. again, if they want to do it, go ahead. It's not my thing. It's just when somebody goes from really gray to all of a sudden they're jet black, you're like, what are we doing here? You know, can we be a little, can you be a little subtle? Gray hair and looking great. Paul Majors, Major Garrett, Jason DeRusha, aging gracefully. Susanna Hoffs, all good contenders. Let's see. Definitely Jane Fonda. The other day, Rob Lowe turned 60. He's definitely on that list. Okay, let's pause. We're hopeful that the Dazzle Man, Dan Gladden, is going to join us. Twins rained out today. That's where we are on the air. We want to talk to Dan about life, ball, and have some fun.
He will be with us, Jeff.
He will be with us.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. It's 33 past 12 in the home of the Twins, CCO.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Twins Hall of Famer is here. Great left fielder for the Twins, world champion, longtime radio voice of the Twins is here. Dan on the home of the Twins, WCC Radio. Like all guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, sir, you got a ball game. Then the ball game is rained out, so your plans are altered. What is on the agenda today for Dan Gladden?
Well, it is raining pretty good down here. The game is canceled kind of early. This is the time of the spring training that the truck leaves Saturday, Sunday, back home. So it's a great day to pack my stuff up, golf clubs,
okay,
things like that, all my clothes. I am, having done this so long, you pack for the next road trip. We leave here, Kansas City, Milwaukee. So I got a suitcase. There's my road trip luggage, everything else boxed up and heading back up to the Twin Cities.
What kind of packer is Dan Gladden?
The best. I don't care if y'all packing a car, packing a cooler. I'm a pretty good packer. I'm pretty organized.
Really? I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed you more, okay, let's just go. Let's throw the stuff in there, and let's just move on.
No. You know what? There's some guys out there, and I won't mention any names, that they don't
pack.
Wives pack for them.
Oh, who do we got?
So when they're on the road, and you're going, are you kidding me? You're wearing that? I go, did you pack that? And he goes, well, and then no, you know, I don't pack. My wife packs. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Come on.
I couldn't do that, right?
You're an adult. Come on, you're an adult.
Yeah, I know what I want to wear.
Let's talk a little broadcast, and then we'll get to the ball club. Will you still be needling and playing practical jokes on your former partner, Mr. Provis, now that he's switching over to TV?
I think he's going to be a little bit easier of a target because
Good.
He's going to be in the booth next to me, and he won't know really where it came from or when it was planted. So I think he might be a little bit easier of a target, but yes. You know, but then again, don't forget I got fresh meat in Chris Atterbury.
Yes. I mean you work with Chris, you've worked with Chris for a long time already, but now he's in there on a regular basis, so some of your old tricks are new tricks.
Yeah, but when you get new clients like that, you come up with some new stuff, so. And
yeah,
Chris handles it probably a little bit different than Corey would. You know, Corey would never admit that you got him, even though it was obvious and everybody was watching. We got on video, but he would never admit. No, I don't remember that. I don't. That never happened. So
I'm told that Corey. Yeah, I'm told that Corey told the radio folks, "I'm now on TV. Don't look me in the eye anymore." Can you confirm that?
Say that again now.
Now that Corey switched over to TV, that he has told you guys on radio, "I'm a big deal now. Don't look me in the eye." Is that, can you confirm or deny that?
I would not confirm it, and I would not deny it. I have not not heard any of that. I don't know what source you're getting that from.
Yeah,
but it's not from me.
Yeah, it's a made up one. I'm just kidding. I know you.
But
and
he
Corey
is a,
are
but
great
he is
friends.
A big deal.
Yeah, he's Corey he's is outstanding. A big deal. He's outstanding what he does, just like you. Okay, last thing on broadcasting before we switch club. How many games are you now going to pass on? You've been doing this for a long, long time. I saw the item a couple months ago where some guys are going to fill in. How many games are you going to call now, and why did you feel like this was a year to pull back a little bit?
Well, this is my from some people I talked to, this is my 25th year. I'm doing 100 games, which is perfect because – I got to do all home games, so there's 81 home games. I get to do 3 road trips or 19 road games, and I get to go to California twice so I can visit my family out there. And other than Kansas City, Milwaukee, to open the season, I don't go on the road till June. So those road trips, you know, that, you know, 2 in the morning rolling into a hotel and getting up at 9 to go to the ballpark, things like that, you know, I'm not going to miss that.
No. You've been doing it for 40 years, right?
I've been doing radio for 25. I've been traveling, baseball player for 10. Minor league for 6.
That's a long time. That is
keeps
a long
you young,
time.
Though.
Enjoy. Yeah. 100 games is still plenty of games, right? You're still going to be right in the middle of it, including if there are playoff games. Yeah. The great Dan Gladden is with us. It's a 42 past the hour, 12. Okay, Byron Buxton, when he's out there, he changes this team. He wasn't out there at all last year. He's saying all the right things. What is your feeling about Byron? And then also, if Byron's not available, how much will this team miss Michael A. Taylor? Because I thought he played a huge role, Danny, on last year's team.
Absolutely. Michael A. Taylor was, you know, there wasn't, I don't think, a game where anybody would have said, boy, Buxton would have had that one, or, boy, we miss Byron. Michael A. Taylor was gold glove caliber out there. We didn't miss a beat with him defensively. You know, with Byron out there this year and healthy, and I think that they can monitor him, and, you know, you got the DH where he can DH, play some outfield. You've got other good players that go out there and play center field. But I don't want I want the listeners and the fans to know that this team isn't about Byron Buxton. You know, there's so many marquee players on this club that it's more than just Byron Buxton. You know, you're talking about the up-and-coming Royce Lewis at third base. You know he's in that Kirby Puckett mold a little bit with his smile, with his energy. With his, you know, just the way he handles the media and things like that, and comes to the ballpark. You've got Julian at second base, you know, a French Canadian that is kind of a unique individual. And then, of course, you got Santana Kirloff over there at first base. So it's, you know, it's not about, you know, Byron Buxton as to the face of the franchise. I don't think. I think that you've got so many great players on this club.
Tell me something that has surprised you about this spring training so far.
The way they've been running it. I go to the ballpark and watch them run drills that we used to run. That we used to run the bases. In the past, you know, the players wouldn't run the bases. They bring guys over from the minor leagues to play defensive positions, and they run situational baseball where they have Buxton, they have Kepler, they have players in Royce Lewis and running the bases. And it's practice game speed and, you know, hitting the cutoff man, but also taking the extra base, going from first to third, tagging up. They're doing those things that are going to be in-game situations. So I think that has been kind of one of the bigger surprises in spring training, the bunt plays that they're running, the stealing bases. I think if the pendulum is coming back, I think that there's going to be more than just, the launch angle and hit the home runs and the juice baseball.
Dan Gladness here. We'll keep Danny for a couple more minutes. Twins were scheduled to play today, rained out. That's why we're on the air. The Twins season begins next Thursday, about 3:07 first pitch in Kansas City against the Royals. The Twins, of course, the American League Central defending champions. You'll hear all the regular season and if there are playoff games right here on WCCO Radio. Like Byron, he's not the only person. But let's get to the pitching staff and Sonny Gray. There's more than Sonny. I get that. But Sonny really stepped up in his years here. Do you have a feel yet for how much they're going to miss Gray? And how much of, picking up for Gray is on the starters versus a bullpen, which looks to be very, very good, especially if Duran is not out too long?
Yeah, I think if you want to start in the bullpen, I think, Duran is going to be missed. But you know what, though? You've got a guy named Griffin Jacks that is going to be able to be as good, if not already. So he may slide into that role. You've got the Jay Jackson that we picked up. You've got other guys in Stewart that can really, get it up there. So I think until Duran comes back, everybody else is going to slide up a little bit. One thing the Twins have done, they've never earmarked somebody as their closer, because I think that they like to be able to, if the eighth inning, they're coming through the heart of the order, I think Duran then would take the eighth inning or your closer, and then the ninth inning, you'd be facing hitters right. 6, 7, and 8. So it's not a, defined role as to a closer, and I think that's one thing the Twins do well in being able to manage the ball game. Sonny Gray took the ball, went out there, 32, maybe 33 starts. They only won 8 games. And I think it goes to show you that wins maybe with a pitcher aren't that important anymore, because of his 32 starts, I think the Twins were in 26 of those games and, had the opportunity, if not to win those games, if not did win them, but he just didn't get the credit for the win. So Sonny Gray is going to be missed, but it's going to be, you got Louis Varland. There's another great story. This kid here is going to be good. He's already good. He's got the mentality for it. We got Paddock, the sheriff, that we didn't see last year other than the end of the season in the playoffs. He's a marquee-type starter. So I think with Sonny Gray being gone, I think you've got other guys that are stepping in. Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober. Those guys, another year under their belt, they're getting to that level.
Brooks Lee, when you watch him and at the plate and in the field, do you think he could play in the majors right away?
I think his bat plays. I haven't seen enough of him on a regular basis to fill in my scouting report. He's a premier shortstop, but at the same time, you got Carlos Correa for the next 4 years. Sorry. He may have to go play some other positions if he's going to get in the big leagues, but his bat will play. He's a smart player. So I do look for him to be in the big leagues at some point this year.
Always appreciate it, sir. Let's do it more often. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Travel safe and look forward to hearing you and Chris next Thursday when the season begins.
All right. Always enjoy talking baseball with you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
The Dazzle Man, Dan Gladden, always entertaining as always. Dave, did you expect Dan to say he's an elite Packer?
I would not have guessed elite Packer. That's a very high standard he's giving himself. I was kind of along your lines thinking he just kind of grabs everything, shoves it in there, and hopes he can zip that thing closed.
Yeah. I mean, he whenever I see him, I like how he's dressed, but it's more casual, right? Yes. It's not like he's out there with the sport coat and anything like that. But, he called himself a tremendous Packer. Tremendous.
I wonder if he would have called himself that during his playing days, because maybe he's just grown.
Yes. That's a long time traveling, dude.
Oh, man.
25 radio, 10 in the big leagues, 6 in the minors, 41 years. 100 games is still plenty. Folks are mad at you. They want the app to be working. Okay, are we working on that app?
I've got my tack hammer out. We're just going to hit it a few times.
Okay. Well, apparently the app's like playing twin stuff and not us. If you're listening on the app, let me know. I guess we're getting texts on that. I hope not. Because, you know, who believes in this app more than me? Maybe not. 651-461-9226. The home of the Twins, CCO. So I love this every time I hear these. Are you the same?
Bill Shatner?
The Bill Shatner kind of singing, kind of talking to various songs, most likely very famous songs.
Yes. There's the ones that we hear, Rocket Man. I think that's probably the most famous, right?
Rocket Man.
Elton John's Rocket Man.
In the Sky. Everything,
yes.
You know.
That we laugh at, that are, you know, funny. It's, you know, my God, I can't believe he's doing that. The song I just played, I legit really, really like that song. And it's a cover of a song that made it charted in the UK by a band called Pulp. It didn't do much over here. But it's from an album he did with Ben Folds and, you know, a lot of other big name folks that wrote songs, played on the songs. There's actually some really good stuff on that album.
Seriously.
100% serious. Yes. It's from the name of the album is Has Been. That song is called Common People. There's a couple others, like Brad Paisley's on one of them and Sheryl Crow, I believe. Like, it's legit good music with him doing his talking poem thing. It's actually entertaining.
93. Most notable recently was when he went up with Bezos Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been to space on TV and in real life. How many folks can say that?
What's the number two thing when people it's still Star Trek. What's number two?
TJ Hooker, right?
Is it TJ Hooker? Some of the commercials?
Yeah, the Priceline. I mean, Boston Legal had a
Boston
couple
Legal?
Years.
TJ Hooker. Can we have TJ Hooker now with Adrian Zemed? Heather Locklear? What? You know what's wrong with America? We don't have TJ Hooker anymore.
That's right.
It's really what we're missing. Hey, your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to reach out to Andy and his crew and have Mock get those Leaf Guard gutters installed. They're fantastic. CBS and Mark Fry next.
Yeah, but you're going to talk for 10 more seconds and tell us
Did
all
you tell
about
me? This person's calling me again. I think I'm now going to answer it.
All right.
It's like the ninth time they've called. I'm now going to answer. I'll tell you what they had to say. And Shaletta, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.